Good morning, my friend. Hope you're doing well. 8th of July, 2022. And I started this month by telling you we're going to talk about fear and anxiety and all those things. We had the first episode was about punch fear in the face. And then after that, I got sick. So I've had a horrible cold, flu. It's not COVID. But I got sick. Then Lisa got sick. Then Tata got sick. He got a shot yesterday. We're just coughing, hacking. And I'm a lot better, but I still just can't talk for more than a couple of minutes without sneezing, coughing, sniffling, getting out of breath, whatever. So we've been kind of laid up. And that has produced me giving you a whole bunch of old content repackaged for you, useful stuff. But going to be back, Lord willing, with something new if I'll be able to talk. I've got more about fear and anxiety and peace and how to do self-brain surgery to get control of those things in your life starting tomorrow. But I just can't quite get through it right now. Be praying for us. Tata's on the mend, but he caught it after we did. And we've been struggling around here. Lots of down days. So pray for us. Sorry about my voice. I want to give you something here about streaks and how to get back up when you make a plan and it doesn't work out. How do you get back up? It's a little self-brain surgery tip about streaks we did back in January. So you hear me talking about cold weather and all that. Don't forget the prayer wall, wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. Don't forget the newsletter, drleewarren.substack.com. And we're going to talk today about streaks and getting back up. And Lord willing, if you'll pray for us, we'll be back with new content this weekend. And in the meantime, friend, don't forget, you can always start today.
Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com. And if you like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it. I heard a conversation today kind of across the room, some people talking about New Year's resolutions, and they were basically both saying, already blew it, like done. January 6th, it's over. I've already blown it. So, and that's actually not unusual. 85% of New Year's resolutions are broken or forgotten or never started by mid-January every year. That's a crazy statistic, but it's true. And that's one of the reasons why our old church in Alabama used to basically every year starts the year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's like, don't just say a bunch of things that you want to do. Pray about it, fast about it, get your head on straight, and let God take you through really changing something that you need to change. So I was thinking about that conversation that I overheard, and I just wanted to give you, on Twitter a few months ago, I did these 31 self-brain surgery tips. I'll bring that back and do some more of them sometime, but I want to bring you self-brain surgery tip number 17. This is a good little thing to think about when you're actually talking about things that you want to do differently or change or start or quit or whatever in your life. Self-brain surgery tip number 17 is this. The best way to stay motivated and achieve your goals is to stop saying you want to do something. You need to decide that you will or you must do that thing, and then do that thing. Then do the next thing, because narrowing your bandwidth will increase your efficiency. You get that? Stop saying you want to do this and you want to lose 50 pounds and you want to run a marathon and you want to make $1 million this year and you want to do this and you want to do that. Quit saying all that and decide some of the things that you must do. That are absolutely non-negotiable. You got to fix it in your life. That's what the whole You Start Today thing is about anyway, right? So when we know that God is calling us, we know our heart is calling us to something that's got to change, we have to start today. It's time to start, right? So it's January 6th. Let's say you haven't started yet, or you've started and failed or finished, didn't get off to a good start. I want you to remember Philippians chapter 3. Paul says, Philippians 3:12, not that I have already obtained this or am already made perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ has made me his own. I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ. You see what he's saying? He starts by saying the truth, not that I've already obtained it, not that I'm already perfect, but I keep pressing on. I keep trying. I keep getting back after it when I fail, when I stop, when I stumble, when I wake up tomorrow and realize, gosh, I didn't do that thing I said I wanted to do. He says, hey, blow it off, forget what's behind, and press on. Start over. Proverbs 24:16 says this, the godly may trip and fall seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Friend, you can keep falling down, and you will. Life is hard. It's full of stuff. That's what my whole new book is about, is the massive things that come along and also the massive little things that come along that just keep tripping us up, keep throwing us into the pit of despair. Life does that to you, but you keep getting up. And the reason you can keep getting up is because you've got the power. You get the juice because you have the Holy Spirit. You have the Lord emboldening and enlivening your nervous system and your whole life to keep pressing on. Not that I've already been made perfect or have obtained this, Paul says, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. It dawned on me today when I was thinking about that self-brain surgery tip number 17, that there's really only three things you can do with streaks. You know, if we say, okay, I'm gonna eat less and I'm gonna lose 50 pounds this year and I'm gonna have, you know, 35 days in a row when I'm not gonna do X, Y, or Z. Well, if you're trying to have a streak like that, there's only three things you can do. Each day, you can continue a streak, you can end a streak, or you can start a streak, right? And what most of us do is that when we mess up and we blow our streak, we just quit. And then another year goes by and we haven't done anything, right? Paul would say, and Proverbs would say, get back up and get after it. If you have a streak of zero because you messed up yesterday, start a new streak today. That's all you need to do. Just start today. Self-brain surgery tip number 17. The best way to stay motivated and achieve your goals is to stop saying the things you want to do and decide the things you must do and then do that thing. Do that thing and then do the next thing. Narrow your bandwidth. You'll increase your efficiency. You just have to start today. Don't forget WLE1MD.com/newsletter. If you're not connected, WLE1MD.com/prayer. I tangled my own tongue there. And I'm going to play a song from Matt Redman called Sing and Shout, because if you're down and out because you think you've blown it this year, this song will get you back up on your feet. If you can't tap your toe to this one, then something wrong with you, my friend. Hey, start a new streak. Get back up and start today.
Your love came down. It makes me want to sing. It makes me want to sing. Because you call my name, I'm waking up to say, yeah, I'm waking up to say, we will say a shout, yeah, say a shout. Open up our hearts and pour your praises out. We will say a shout, yeah, say a shout.
Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com, drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together via self-brain surgery. drleewarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at wleewarrenmd.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at tommywalkerministries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. tommywalkerministries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.